This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Robbie, do you know what time it is?
Oh, Dean, it's time again for Country Cousins.
Yes, that's right. It's time for Country Cousins on Joy, where each and every week, Robbie and I have a fabulous chat with the lovely Jamie and Stevens Todd and find out what's happening in our communities, well, what's happening regionally in Victoria and beyond for our LGBTIQA+ community. That song could keep going for a while, so I think it's just, let's just fade that out. You know what? And let's get Damien on the lines. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Hello, I'm wonderful, thank you.
Now, as I was saying, each and every week, we find out what's going on for our communities in the broader area, because let's face it, we can talk about the city a lot, and there is always so much happening regionally for the LGBTIQA+ communities. So why don't we kick on in? I hear coming up are some queer beers in Horsham.
Indeed. Up in the Wimmera, for those who are familiar with that region, the Wimmera Pride Project are hosting the Queer Beers, intended to be exactly what it says, an informal social gathering where our LGBTIQ+ community and allies can share a few drinks, talk about issues, and enjoy the regional area of Horsham.
One of the lovely things I think about the Wimmera group is in their promo for this as well is they've got, you know, rainbow and the trans flag represented. So they're making a really big point to highlight that it really is a space where any part of our... I mean, I know it's not there's not, you know, the intersex flag or the bi flag, but they're making a point to show the diversity so that everyone feels welcome. So if you feel like if you're in that area and you'd like to get a beer and just with some like-minded people, why not go and hang out?
That's it.
There is. So for those who love to play games...
Oh, I love games.
There's a great event on in Tallaroook coming up.
There is. So for those who don't know where Tallaroook is...
That would be me.
Okay. So head up the Hume for about an hour and you'll find Seymour and Broadford and all of those wonderful towns. Tallaroook is just there. And the Tallaroook Hotel is the venue for the... board games that happens every second Sunday from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. There's nibbles, there's games. Everyone's welcome.
What a lovely way to spend a Sunday afternoon. I love it. Now we've got another regular event we're kicking on in, and this one is happening on Valentine's Day on February 14th. It's the Ballarat Scribblers. This happens every couple of weeks, doesn't it?
It sure does. The Ballarat Scribblers is a wonderful community of artists in Ballarat. And the next one is on the 14th of February at Doveton Street, Ballarat. They gather from 6:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. So if your creative juices are flowing, for those who are 25 plus and like to put pen, pencil or paint to paper, say that 10 times fast.
I'm going to stop.
Then Ballarat Scribblers might be for you.
And just a couple of days later, Damien, heading up to the border is a fantastic event.
Absolutely. Everybody loves a rainbow ball or two. And Aubrey Wodonga has spared no expense on putting a fabulous event on for our young LGBTQI+ people and their friends at The Cube. DJs, performances, a food truck, photo booth, a chill-out space and more. These rainbow balls are always a wonderful opportunity to frock right up or come as you are. Be happy and celebrate.
And I think it's so great that they're creating those spaces for the younger people in our communities, in our regional areas as well.
Sure is. And speaking of young people, let's head up to...
Well, it's last but not least, we head to Mildura. There's a lot happening in February. It's the Parents and Friends of LGBTIQA+ People Monthly Meet in Mildura, which is happening on the 20th of Feb.
It is, and this is a monthly meeting as well, supported by Centrecare and Headspace in Mildura. Do you know how far away Mildura is from you guys in Melbourne?
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I have enough trouble getting here from home. So to Mildura, how far away is it?
It's absolutely right up the very northern tip of Victoria, and it's several hours away, 7 or 8 hours away for those at the other end of Victoria. So it's a long way. And it's a great initiative because parents and friends of LGBTQI plus people in rural and regional areas sometimes need this kind of support to help them along when a family member or friend comes out. So a great monthly event for the Mildura crowd.
Oh, I think that's absolutely fantastic. Oh, Damien, thank you. That's so much happening, and that's just in February. Now, if you would like to know about any of these events, there's an easy way that you can find out about it. If you jump onto Facebook and just follow Country Cousins on Joy, which Damien runs, then you can find out about all these events and more and what's happening for your communities. Or maybe if you've got an event yourself, you can jump on there and send it through so that it can be shared and we can all know what's going on. Damien, thank you. You for chatting to us again this week. You've been listening to Country Cousins on Joy on Mad Wednesday, and be sure to jump onto Facebook and like that page. We'll talk to you next week, Damien.
Cheerio.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with, what was it, Lazy Joy? Lazy Sparks.
Lazy Sparks.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Busy Homosexual and Lazy Spark.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.